Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ ثُمَّ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who has blessed us with this life. Dear viewers, we are back with another topic and another day, subhanAllah, with the very same program on the program called Treasures of Wisdom, subhanAllah. And we are today going to be discussing the deep-rooted love for the Ahlul Bayt, for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And together with that, how can one obtain closeness to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who is the family and Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The love for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did you not hear and listen to the blessings of loving the wonderful and beloved family of Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Salvation from the difficulties of this world, of the grave, of the hereafter. Allah azza wa jalla showers downpour of rahmah and blessings upon the one who loves Ali Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala has also explained that the unique quality of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that as much as they love Ahl Bayt, subhanAllah, they also love and revere the blessed Ashab, the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At this moment, the blessed and the beloved Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is certainly going through a period of upheaval and trial, and the waves of doubt and upheaval which approaches the traveler can only be crossed and passed through one way, dear viewers. That way is to climb on the boat of Ahl Bayt and follow the stars of guidance in the form of the blessed Ashab. Jiha, embark on this boat. Subhanallah. This is what we need, dear viewers. In this way, we will be able to cross the vast ocean, which is right before us. But bear in mind that if you are on a boat and there's no means of navigation, how will you cross the ocean? Allahu Akbar. And if you have navigation, but no boat to travel on, how will you cross this ocean? All praise is due to Allah Azza wa Jalla that He blessed us in this manner, that on one hand we hold fast unto Ahlul Bayt, and on the other hand we hold fast to the blessed companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers, this is the ultimate truth and reality. If Allah Kareem gives us the understanding that we could only understand this matter, subhanallah, and strengthen our iman and our hearts, subhanallah, our entire life will change, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in this wonderful narration. He says, the similitude of Ahlul Bayt is like that of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's ark. The one who boards it will attain salvation, and the one who remains behind will be destroyed. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, once again he explains that the traveler of the sea is in need of a boat as well as of the guidance of the stars. For it is through the guidance of the stars that ships travel in the sea, dear viewers. Likewise, the Muslim nation is in need of both the blessed Ahlul Bayt, alayhim ridwan, as well as the noble Sahabas, alayhim ridwan. It is within the following and obedience to the companions of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, the Honorable Mufti Saab states at another place, he says, the world is a sea and there is a need for both the transport. There is a need for both the transport of a boat as well as the guidance for the stars, of the stars. And he says, Ahlul Sunnat will attain the salvation for they are attached to both. Ahlul Sunnat wal Jamaat is attached to both. The family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well as the Mubarak Jama'at of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. Kas Allah Hazrat Azimul Barkat Parwan Isha Mirsalat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states so beautifully. Ahl Sunnat ka hai beeda paar ashabe huzur.
نجم اور نام ہے عطرت رسول اللہ کی.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. The Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat will be safe in the world and in the hereafter, for they love and accept both the Ahl Bayt and the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. Subhanallah, the Sunnis are aboard. They have embarked the ship of Ahlul Bayt. And the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan are the guiding stars of the Sunnis, of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. Therefore, inshallah azza wa jalla, those who have devotion and love for the Prophet, the Sunnis, will be successful and they will enter Jannatul Firdaus behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jalla, this is our iman, this is the conviction and yaqeen we hold, dear viewers of Madini channel, because we love the Ahlul Bayt, we love the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, and this is the balance every devotee should have, dear viewers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem, for the sake of the Ahlul Bayt, forgive our sins. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Further than that, dear viewers of Madini channel, we are discussing love for Ahlul Bayt. Now imagine, Allah Azza wa Jalla himself in the Holy Quran Pak states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجَرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرُبَى. Subhanallah, he says, say, I do not ask for you any recompense for the message except love for our kingship. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet is saying to his Sahaba Ikram, and he's being told to say to his companions who offered some gifts in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in exchange for the message, for the propagation that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had rendered and had done, subhanallah, to bring people towards light, to bring people towards guidance, to help and aid people, to remove their difficulties. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left no stone unturned. Thus he was pelted, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was oppressed, as we all know the history, dear viewers of Madini channel. Thus Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan presented some gifts and remunerations in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon which it was said, say to them, O Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I do not ask for any recompense for the message except love for our kingship. Allahu Akbar. So every prophet, dear viewers, if you look at it, certainly conveyed the message of guidance to his people without any doubt. Take for example Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. He spoken and mentioned to his people, I do not ask for anything in return for this work that I do. My reward is with my Rabb Azza wa Jal. In the like manner, these words were also echoed by Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. All of these prophets alayhi salatu wasalam made it clear that their reward was with their creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. So in other words, dear viewers, the divine creator Allah Azza wa Jalla made us into people that give others and not people that take from others. These are the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam that do not like taking from people, but they like giving to the people. But when the time comes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, our Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam also gave the same message to his Muslims. However, there was also a slight difference in his blessed words, dear viewers, and his andaz of saying it. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In other words, he made it clear that if you wish to show gratitude to me for this immense and divine rahmat which Allah azza wa jalla had showered upon us, if you want to gift me something for what I am doing in return for you, Allahu Akbar, then one way of doing this is to show love to my family. If you really want to make me happy, then I don't need these gifts from you. I don't need no remunerations from you. All I would want you to do is to love my family in return for all that you receive from me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told his Sahaba Ikram. When the Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose love has binded us, that has become wajib upon us to love them? Whose love, whose muhabba has become wajib upon us in the Holy Quran Pak, that Allah azza wa jalla revealed a verse in the Quran Pak? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about Panjatani Pak, dear viewers, the Ahlul Bayt, the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hasnain Kareemain, Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha, Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, subhanallah. So this is Panjat-e-Pak. Love for them is mandatory, dear viewers. What examples can you take of this love, this muhabbah? You get different categories of people in the world who love, who need but don't love. They are connected but don't have such devotion. Remember, a fish does not have love for water, dear viewers. It doesn't have muhabba for water, but has absolute need for water. If you take the fish out of the water, what would happen? What would happen, dear viewers? It would die. In the like manner, we have absolute need for Ahle Bayt to be able to exist in this universe. Ya unhi ka sadaqa hai. It is their charity. It is their sadaqah. If you have no love, reverence and need for them, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Then consider yourself as nothing but walking as a dead person. You're talking as a dead person. You can hear, but you are dead. You can speak, but we are dead. Allahu Akbar. If a fish cannot survive without water, in the like manner, dear viewers, a true ashiq and believer cannot survive without having love and reverence, respect and devotion for the Ahl Bayt Kiram. This is the ultimate truth. May Allah Kareem make us understand this, dear viewers. If you flip through the pages of history and you understand those narrations which speaks about true love, the reason is very simple, dear viewers, because love for Ahl Bayt is love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is love for Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the truth, subhanallah. This is especially important when it comes to Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also stated that he who loves Hussein without doubt loves me. And he who loves me without doubt loves Allah Azza wa Jalla. In the like manner, a person continue to read salah, keep fast, so on and so forth, and yet has no love for Ahle Bayt, dear viewers. Can you imagine? There is no doubt that he himself has robbed himself of Jannah. Because these are the leaders of the youth of Jannah. So subhanallah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also made it clear that Jannah is haram upon those who cause oppression and such takleef to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Kareem have mercy and shower rain of blessings upon all of us, dear viewers. This is the sadaqah of that gharana, subhanallah. The poet says so beautifully,
पल रहे हैं जहां से ये दोनों पल रहे हैं जहां से ये दोनों पल रहे सखी आसताना सलामत रहे मुस्तफा का घराना सलामत रहे मुस्तफा का घराना सलामत रहे मुस्तफा का घराना
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, every poet and every knowledgeable person, every person that has a true heart, yani that heart is a true heart that contains the love of Allah and His Rasul and the Ahlul Bayt, dear viewers, and for the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Sheikh Sadi, who taught us, who shown us through his knowledge, through his poetry, how to express love and gratitude to the gharana of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sheikh Sadi so beautifully says, and subhanallah, aap dunya bhar mein chale jaye, is misre ko, is sher ko. This couplet is even added in many of the times in du'as as well, dear viewers. We all often recited, Khudaya bahakke bani Fatima ke bar qawl ima kuni khatima agar da'watam rad kuni war qabool mano dastadamane ahli rasool. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. He expresses his love and he uses the wasila, the medium of the sa'adat of the family خدایا بحق بنی فاطمہ سبحان اللہ the blessed progeny and children of بی بی سیدہ فاطمہ زہرہ رضی اللہ عنہ the سعدات who have نسبت and connection with the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ so he makes دعا through their وسیلہ seeking their medium of approach dear viewers of Madini channel for things to go correct on the day of قیامہ سبحان اللہ using their وسیلہ for the sake of Bani Fatima, O Allah Azza wa Jalla, grant us the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. So if you look at the wasila which Sheikh Saadi is using, what is the name of the Blessed Mother of Ghaus-e-Pak? Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Ummul Khair Fatima, subhanallah. What is the name, the Blessed Daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is none other than Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha, subhanallah. So when the great Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala realized that one cannot rely on his own salah, on his ibadat, on his taqwa and piety, when there is no guarantee of our own ibadat, yani a'mali saliha, why should I not use the medium and the wasila of these great personalities in my dua? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Thus in his second couplet he says, subhanallah, so beautifully, agar da'awatam rad kuni war kabool mano dasta damane ali rasool. So if you look at it, subhanallah, Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajweri, he is also Sayyid, subhanallah. Khaja Ghani bin Awaz is also Sayyid. Ghousi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali is also Sayyid, subhanallah. All the Sayyids are the children of Bibi Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And this is the reason why Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala li completed even his plea in this way by saying, agar da'awatam rad kuni warl qabool mano dasta damane Ali Rasul. Subhanallah, why will he hold the daman of Ali Rasul? Subhanallah, because he knows their pohch in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He knows their maqam and station which Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted them for being the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers of Madini channel, we are the ghulam and the servants of Panjat-e-Pak. Subhanallah. Chalo, milke padhte hain. We are the true servants of this gharana, dear viewers. So we should leave no stone unturned and we should echo our sentiments and our love for the Ahlul Bayt. There's nothing to lose, but there's a lot to lose if you do not love, dear viewers. But if you love, you would lose nothing. There's only to gain, inshallah, azza wa jal. You would only gain. You will gain blessings and barakah. You will gain salvation from difficulties. Your du'as will be answered. Your ibadat will have more taste, dear viewers of Madini channel, subhanallah. And Allah would start to love you if you love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this balance. So let's echo our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
مجھے عشق سارے چمن سے مجھے عشق ان کی گلی سے مجھے عشق ان کے وطن سے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسن سے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسین سے مجھے عشق شاہ زمان سے میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں مرید خیر الانام
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers of Madini channel, this is the family of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, loving them for the sake of the beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, love them. This is the family who sacrificed everything, who never used to ask anything for themselves. In fact, Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu is witness, and he says, at the time on a Friday, just before sunset, I would hear my mother make dua, Bibi Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, oh Allah, grant this person so-and-so blessing, grant that person so-and-so blessing, grant this person so-and-so blessing, grant our neighbors this, grant our relatives that. Imam Hassan would say, Ammi Jan, I have not heard you make dua for yourself. And she says, Beta, we come last, first comes the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. When this family has not forgotten the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for us to be saved from turmoil and fitna, to save this ummah from misguidance, dear viewers of Madini channel, this gharana had granted their blood, had given their head for Islam. Subhanallah, how can we ever forget their sacrifices, dear viewers of Madini channel? Subhanallah, you are only a complete believer, Subhanallah, until you do not love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than anything in this world. In fact, the family of the Prophet, according to one narration, nobody can be a complete believer until I am more beloved to him than his life, and until my children are more beloved to him than his own children. You need to love the family of the Prophet more than your own family. And when this happens, the criterion is given that now your iman is complete. The Prophet says in one hadith, the best from among you is the one who will be the best for my Ahlul Bayt after me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Don't we want to love that family, dear viewers? If we want to love them, and if we do love them, then why should you not say,
Mustafa ka gharana salamat rahe, Mustafa ka gharana salamat rahe, Mustafa ka gharana salamat rahe, Mustafa ka gharana
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. I'm presenting to you a very heart-touching narration, dear viewers. Sit back, hold your heart, subhanallah, and listen to this wonderful narration. The narrator is none other than Shere Khuda, Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. He narrates, he says, once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered our house and spent the night with us. Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een were sleeping. However, during the night, Hassan radiallahu anhu awoke and asked for something to drink. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he then brought the milk and came and made Imam Hassan drink the milk. Hussein radiallahu anhu was also there, and he attempted to also hold the bowl, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped him from drinking the milk and first let Imam Hassan drink. So Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha was there, and she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it seems that Hassan is more beloved to you. It seems Imam Hassan is more beloved to you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, no, however, it is Hassan who had asked first. After this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared, and he says, oh Fatima, listen, me and you, these two boys, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and the person who is asleep, indicating towards Mawla Ali radiallahu anh. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of judgment, we will be all together in one place. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. He given this glad tiding to Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. You and I, these two boys, yani indicating towards Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhim ridwan, and then indicating to one towards the one who was asleep, and that was none other than Mawla Ali radiallahu anha. He says to his blessed daughter, O Fatima radiallahu anha, listen, we all will be just like this together in Jannah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Wouldn't you as a devotee desire to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allahu Akbar. Why not, dear viewers? This is what all the Sahaba ikram Ali Ridwan had desired, and they served the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the very same intention. Look at Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. Look at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, Usman Ghani radiyallahu anhu. All these great Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu an, and so many companions who left no stone unturned when it came to serving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's family. Allahu Akbar. Listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in this wonderful narration. He says, an angel just has arrived who had never come to earth before. He sought permission from Allah Azza wa Jalla to come to me and make salam to me. Allah Azza wa Jal gave him permission to do so. And he had also revealed to me that Fatima is the leader of the females in Jannah, and Hassan and Hussein are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. Subhanallah. Even this glad tiding that came to the Prophet came via an angel that never came onto earth before this. And when he did come, Allah Azza wa Jalla chosen such an angel to give this message to his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who never came to earth. And when he was afforded this opportunity, it was through the sadaqah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to convey happiness to the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this type of glad tiding. Kya baat hai? Can you imagine the darbar of Mustafa, the maqam of Mustafa, and the maqam and the state and loftiest station of this gharana and family, dear viewers? It is beyond imagination, comprehension. We cannot fathom as to what Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed them with, dear viewers. We are not even equivalent to the dust under their shoes, dear viewers. This is the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thus, the Prophet says, as per the Quranic teachings, that the Prophet asks us for nothing in return but for us to love his family. For all the sacrifices which the Prophet done, staying for hungry for several days in the caves, making dua for the ummat, Rabbi habli ummati ya ummati, Rabbi habli ummati ya ummati. That Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was pelted, whose Mubarak na'alain was filled with blood, asked for nothing in return for what happened to him during Taif, but in exchange wants for you to love his family. Subhanallah. That Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked nothing from you brothers in the UK, in America, in South Africa, in Pakistan, or anywhere in the world. All you asked for, wherever you live in the world, if you are a Muslim, then love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have such deep-rooted love for them that will make you walk the righteous path. Speak about them, talk about them, speak about their fadail, mention their virtues to your children, and thus their love will filter into their hearts, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Do you know, dear viewers? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved his family. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla shower rahmat and blessings upon us. We have the kalam, and this is the moment which we all wait and look forward to. And this moment is when we listen to the kalam, rejuvenate our hearts, spirits, mind, soul. And we all, while sitting, maybe perhaps watching the screens right now, we would close our eyes and go to Madinatul Munawwara. And when we do return, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, since we had started with the love of Ahlul Bayt, we will also end speaking about the love of Ahlul Bayt. Stay tuned with us until the end of the program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya, maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya,
jab ishara ho gaya, jab ishara ho gaya, matlab hamara ho gaya,
maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya, maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya,
डूबतों का या नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था, डूब راتوں کا یا نبی کہتے گی بیڑا پار تھا ڈوبتوں کا یا نبی کہتے گی بیڑا پار تھا غم کنارے ہو گئے پیدا کنارہ ہو گیا غم کنارے ہو گئے پیدا کنارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا تیری طلعت سے زمین کے ذرے مہ پارے بنے تیری طلعت سے زمین کے ذرے مہ پارے بنے تیری طلعت سے زمین کے ذرے مہ پارے بنے تیری ہیبت سے فلک کا مہ دو پارا ہو گیا تیری ہیبت سے فلک کا مہ دو پارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے قسمت اس کی ہے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا قسمت اس کی ہے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا، سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا۔ جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا،
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ ویلکم بیک، الحمدللہ ثم الحمدللہ۔ موتی مطلب، and this was our Madani Raza Attari Sallamahu al-Bari. May Allah Kareem reward him abundantly, dear viewers. Yes, just before this kalam, we were discussing unparalleled love and deep-rooted connection and devotion for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his Mubarak Ashab. So what does devotion to Ahlul Bayt requires us to do, dear viewers? What does it demand us to do? Hame karna kya chahiye? So when the glorious Quran and blessed Ahadith command us to have, you know, devotion to Ahlul Bayt, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majma'in, so we should try to propagate this immensely, dear viewers. Try and motivate this and propagate this love, because the Quran has commanded you and I to love them. So we should propagate this love immensely. We should also try to instill the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for these glorious personalities in the hearts of our awlad and children. Now, let's listen to this hadith that will also motivate us, inshallah, azza wa jalla, to do this. Why should we do this? Because I'm not saying this. Rather, the Prophet of mankind sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, educate your children about three good traits. تین ایسی چیزیں ہیں، ضرور اپنے بچوں کو بتائیں، وہ کیا چیزیں ہیں؟ If you have not told your children as yet, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emphasized that you should tell your children. Number one, devotion to your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Teach your children how to have devotion to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Devotion to his Ahl Bayt, the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and education about the Quran. So these are those three things which you should always give to your children: love for the Prophet, devotion for the family of the Prophet, and connection with the Quran, education of the Quran. Children should be related to the parables of Ahl Bayt. They should relate it, they should relate to it, they should turn to it, so that they children start having devotion to the blessed people of Ahlul Bayt, inshallah azza wa jalla. This is the niyat we have, dear viewers. From a very little age, they should have this in them. And when the blessed days of their Urs Mubarak arise, then Isa alayhi thawab for conveying reward, gathering people, arranging for niyaz, fatiha, this should be done in the presence of your children and allow for them to see what do we do in those specific days and months that reminds us of their anniversaries, celebrations of Urs Mubarak, so on and so forth. This is what we should do, dear viewers. This is the homework we have, subhanallah, ki agar aaj humne mohabbat ke hawale se suna hai, to hume baad mein karna bhi kya hai, subhanallah. Remember, whilst it is necessary to show respect and reverence to everything that is associated with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is also necessary to show respect and reverence to Ahl Bayt. And it is a requirement of one's faith. So, as I'm saying, with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love his family members as well, just like how the predecessors and the Sahaba Ikram had done. You know, there's so many examples, subhanallah, let alone examples that relate to the Sahabas showing love to the Ahlul Bayt. I'm speaking about even the Sa'adat, the Sayyids, who are from the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, so he held the stirrup of the horse of Sayyidina Zayd bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Upon this, he radiyallahu anhu said, O the son of the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, oh, the son of the uncle of the Prophet, why do you do this? Ye kya hai? So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said, we have been taught to show respect to the scholars. You're an alim, you have knowledge, and we have been taught to show respect to the scholars. So I'm holding the stirrup of the horse. To which Sayyidina Zayd bin Thabit Ansari radiyallahu anhu kissed the hands of Hadith Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, and he said, if you have shown me respect by holding the stirrup of the horse, I am kissing your hands now. And the reason for this is because we have also been taught to do this with Ahlul Bayt, because you are the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's our responsibility to show love and muhabbat to you. Allahu Akbar. If you would show respect and love to us because we have knowledge, then you are from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, dear viewers of Madini Channel, it's proven from the blessed lives of these great personalities how to have true love and true devotion. Subhanallah, it's only the muhabba and love that we have in our hearts that will be our salvation from the difficulties, from the horrors, and from those calamities which will surround us on the day of Qiyamah. Be connected to them now. This is the moment now, subhanallah, at this very hour, at this very time. Create a balance within your heart. Do not have enmity to any of those members which were beloved to our Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, dispel the waswasas and the whispers of the devil by reciting La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azeem, subhanallah, and reaffirm your aqaid with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah to make sure that, subhanallah, we have a very decent balance, and so that we don't disrespect any of these companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, including, moreover, especially the Ahlul Bayt, the family of our Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We leave our viewers with this message of love for Ahlul Bayt. Until next time, keep reciting durood and salawat upon Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom.